You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
This is the Dead End Gaming Podcast. I'm your host, Kenneth B. Inch. Joining me as usual is BZ430.
What up, though? What up, though?
Yo, I blame Ken. This is Eric V, a.k.a. me and Mugga 11.
It's granddaughter, granddad Wooly in the building.
Introduce your guest, Ken. You just looked at him.
No. I heard a noise.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I heard a noise. That's why I did that. But yeah, man, if you guys been watching Dead End, you guys are familiar.
Right.
But for those of you that are new and just mess with us on the gaming tip, this is Damone Tyrell.
What up, though?
And he's a big gamer, man. You know, good. Go ahead and tell the people what you do, bro.
I'm Damone Tyrell. Oh, shit. I'm Damone Tyrell. I'm a rapper first, but I'm a gamer my whole life. I think I started with Streets of Rage when I was young. And actually Streets of Rage too. And just kept moving on from there. So like, yeah, I'm a big ass gamer, man.
Yeah, you've been trying to get on here for a minute.
I was trying to take granddad's spot. You
know what I'm saying? Too slow, nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm the light skin rapper.
I'm the light skin rap nigga on the show now. Come on.
Yeah, man, it's definitely good to be here, man. I'm watching some games, you know what I'm saying?
I appreciate it. You running a series, right?
Yeah. I'm running a freestyle series every Wednesday. Who the hell is Wednesday? Who the hell is Wednesdays? If y'all don't know, Who the Hell is Damone Tyrell is my mixtape I came out with Danny Hip Hop back in 2016. So I'm doing freestyle series every Wednesday, and B is going to be featured in one of them. I might try to get Ken in there today. Maybe.
Okay.
Possibly.
Nah. Okay.
Nah.
You know, I didn't say no. With nobody, Damone. Come on now.
True.
Even you. You ain't immune to that shit.
Look, all the shit he done gave me over the years, he deserved it. I deserve it.
So. I got a shirt for you just in case. Let me know if you need one, nigga.
So, Saturday.
Yes.
The needle drop is going down.
Boy, that's
going
to be crazy.
I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm ready for it.
Are you ready?
We already tested. You know, we ready for it, technically. You know what I mean? Me, B, Wooly, going in. Kendall, you're not going to fuck with us, right?
I think
I'll be here.
He said, I'll be here. I'll be here.
So make sure y'all follow us on YouTube. If y'all not subscribed to our YouTube channel, we have one. There will be a video version of what you're listening to. If you're listening on Spotify, iTunes, whatever, follow us on Instagram. Check out the Discord. Follow us on Twitch.
Follow us on everything. Follow Make sure you know everything. Where we at all times. Because, please, you know, we going to be dropping shit all the time. And also, new Resident Evil gameplay dropping tomorrow. Because y'all been waiting for that one. So, part 5 tomorrow. Make sure y'all subscribe.
Yes. Look for the link tree.
You know, as you guys watching live, you see we trying a little something different.
Yeah, man.
So, let us know how the audio is coming through and everything. If we sound good.
La, la, la.
So, yeah. So, we experimenting a little bit.
I don't know about the Earth, Wind, and Fire, boy.
Hey, oh, boy.
What you know about that, Ken?
I said the audio sounds great.
Oh, yeah?
You was in the studio with you. What you mean? All right.
I'm going to shut up. Let's go. Anyway, man, what y'all been playing, man, before we get into some gaming news?
Same shit. That Resident Evil 2.
Tell them where you can check that out.
You know, Gaming with the Granddad, or Dead End Gaming with the Granddad, a new YouTube channel. I just did part 5 today. I filmed it, so it'll be out tomorrow. Stressful as hell, y'all. Y'all gonna see me just stressing out. I feel like 5 years older after that shit. Also play some more Smash, cause we're still training for the big fight. And then I you know, cause I said it last week, I played some Metal Slug on my Switch too. So, you know, I was playing a little bit of Metal Slug on my Switch, but that's pretty much it, you know. I've been focusing mostly on the Resident Evil and the Smash. still.
That's what's up. I still haven't beat Resident Evil 2 a second time.
Nigga ain't streamed it once ever since, like, that last time.
I really haven't. I still have literally played it twice.
He gonna Horizon Zero Dawn that shit, y'all watch.
No, I'm not. I promise.
Lying like
I
promise. Shit.
I think you scared of it, man. It scared your way.
Hell no. Y'all saw how cool and chill I was with that motherfucker.
Nah, you scared of them puzzles.
Like, hell yeah. Like, terrified.
1 hour on this puzzle.
Yeah, he was so cool. And God, I think me and you was, like, extra when we saw Mr. X. Like, yeah. The first song. Yeah. He was just cool.
Like, oh, hey, how you doing, tall ass nigga?
I'm like, why are you shooting him? Like, stop. Like,
nigga, negotiator.
You're not a threat. You're
not a threat.
Nah, but yeah, so I haven't really played Resident Evil 2 this week or at all again. I spent Super Bowl Sunday playing Persona 5, you know what I mean? Ooh. I ain't watched the game, I played the Ooh. Game. That's the big game. and I played Kirby Superstar for Old School Saturday, and that shit was dope. Everybody loved it. So yeah, man. Hey, we booing Kirby?
No, Persona.
Okay. Because Kirby's that shit, bro.
Kirby an OG.
Yeah, man.
Whatever. Mm. Well, you know, the only game, and I should have streamed that shit after me and FIFA played Madden at the
Super Bowl. Yeah.
I didn't think about it, but that's the only game I played. But my best friends was in town this weekend, so I didn't really have a chance to touch anything except for me and FIFA played a game of Madden after the Super Bowl, and the score was 3-0. It was damn near a carbon copy of the actual Super Bowl. I won 3-0. I was Houston Texans. He was the Kansas City Chiefs. I put out the victory. But if you got, of course, you guys follow me on Twitch. So what I plan on doing next, since I beat Resident Evil so many damn times now, I'm gonna do a speed run and try to get that Infinity machine gun. Try to beat it on hardcore in under 2.5 hours. So I think I'm gonna try to do a whole Twitch stream of that, like the whole 2.5 hours of me trying to beat Resident Evil 2 under 2.5 hours. So make sure y'all follow me and check that out. But yeah, I haven't touched nothing. I've had time. I had peeps in, man. Just been out hanging and everything, man. So no gaming so for me except for Madden.
What about you, Damone?
I've been playing Brawlhalla recently. I know we got Smash players in here, you know what I'm saying? But I've been touching that Brawlhalla recently. Other than that, Crash, I guess it ain't called the Definitive Edition. It's the remastered joint. I've been touching the Crash Trilogy and the Spyro Trilogy. So I ain't really been on the game too much because I've just been working and I got a daughter and shit like that. So
wait a minute.
What?
Those games you said, those are on PlayStation. For people that don't know, this is the Xbox guy. For people that don't know,
Xbox to the death of me. You know what I'm saying? Microsoft gang in this motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
No, sir. No, sir.
You brought another game too. That was for PlayStation.
He was just throwing all kinds of shit. Seems like you're not very loyal today.
It was a superhero that's like in Marvel, I'm assuming, and he flies around.
Recently,
swing around.
Recently, I purchased Spider-Man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For the PS4, and my wife got me a PS4. That's why I had it. That's the only reason why I got it.
Right.
She got it for me. Otherwise, I'm not spending my money on it.
She is a smart lady.
Yes.
She is a smart one. You got a good one.
Go ahead, Black.
You got a good one on you, my boy.
She can waste her money on it. I ain't wasting my money on it.
So it's not wasting money if you play the game, right?
I'll take a gift. She bought me Spider-Man and the PS4, so she bought me the bundle. So she was a smart shopper when she bought that. I commend her on that.
Wasn't a waste of money because you play it, though.
You enjoy it.
I mean, I played it, I beat it, and I ain't never touched it since. So, you know, and ain't nothing else on the PlayStation for me. You know what I'm saying?
You said you playing there. You said you playing Crash Bandicoot and Spyro.
I'm playing that on the Xbox.
Bro, turn his light off. It's way too much shade. It's way too much
shade. Xbox, you know, multi-gaming, you know what I'm saying? You know, about different consoles and stuff like that.
Okay.
Hey, man.
I'm just saying. I mean, I can jump on there and tap that ass on the PlayStation Network if you need me to. Whatever game you want me to, I could jump on that. Other than that, Brawlhalla, Spyro.
Yeah. All right. I'm like B, man. I haven't played many new games, you know, since the last time. Shit, that's about 2 weeks, huh? Oh, well, anyway.
He said, oh. How long was I not
fucking? How long was I not on y'all? 2 weeks?
You're like, damn.
Listen, he even know you're wrong, see?
Carried one.
January.
It's been a week since you last fucked with us. Okay.
NBA 2K18 was really the only thing I've been really playing, so that was it. And I was just really just kind of passing time, you know, one night. But yeah, that's it, man. I did see that I'm like 90% through Uncharted, the first one. I didn't know I was that close to being finished, so I'm gonna pick that up and go ahead and knock that out and get that over with. But yeah, that's it. Just old ass 2K. And I even got the new one, but
Really? Mm-hmm. You still playing?
I got 2K19. Yeah.
Okay. And you but, still play 18?
Yeah, I still play 18. 2K19 is trash, man.
It is?
Yeah, the steals, they, you know, you can't hold, you can't, you pass the ball, they fumbling the goddamn ball. You know, yeah, it's just, it don't make any goddamn sense. You can't make any
was
damn
sense.
Right. It just, yeah, it's garbage, man. It's garbage. But,
damn.
But yeah, but that's it. That's it. So, so we'll move on to some gaming news. So the PS5.
Really? First thing, right? First thing. Ain't even on the list. Put it on the PS5.
The PS5. Five.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm with it. I'm with it.
You know what? I'm gonna see. I'm gonna test this theory.
All right. Oh, okay.
The PlayStation Network is the earned more.
What?
In 2018, then Microsoft and Nintendo. The online store brought in $12.5 billion in revenue last year. These numbers include full games, subscriptions, and add-ons.
Yo, I hate you, bro.
I'm just saying. What did he tell me?
So, for context, Kevin, the man who is behind the Mevo live stream.
Yeah,
he said that he types good notes for us.
Making a spell
and Ken was like, no, you don't.
So that's why he wanted to test his theory.
So, yeah, Ken had a point to prove.
It's amended to his match.
By reading that verbatim. You know, I didn't notice the mistake myself. So I was like, yeah, Kev, you do good notes. But now I have to agree with Ken. You fucking up.
Don't let him get you like that, Kev.
You speak up for yourself.
Hey, Kev, it's all good.
Yeah, no, he does a great job.
So what do y'all think about that, man? I think that's kind of...
Which story? The PSN making billions?
Yeah. But more than Microsoft and Nintendo, considering the success of the Switch... You know, even though I know
they
it was
charged
late,
way less for the online service, and it came late.
Yeah,
The online service ain't that great. So. Yeah,
and PlayStation Network, they just have such an extensive amount of titles, and then they have the great deals.
Exactly, like
you can buy a good ass game for hella cheap now these days if you wait it out. So their sales, they know what they're doing, and then not only that, they sell other stuff other than games on the PS Network. So I think they have the best interface out of all of them, like PS. I don't play Xbox, so fuck that shit. But anyway, I said it.
He said,
and then, like you said with Nintendo, I just think their online service just needs more work. You know, I think it's just not up to.
But this is full game subscriptions and add-ons
because PlayStation is doing it right.
Yeah,
they got it all together, and they've had it for so long, they know exactly what works and what doesn't. So
I'm like pandering to me,
nigga.
Sound like you need to get on the winning team.
Sound like you need to
get paid off,
right?
I wish, nigga. I wish I was getting a check from Sony.
Shit, you already got the MK.
I'm trying, nigga. Shit, I'm trying to get that money.
The only thing I can give y'all is Shadow of the Colossus. Me being able to get that. That's all I can really give y'all on PlayStation. I don't want none of that other shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
You don't?
See? Shadow of the Colossus?
Ken, you should play it.
Come on, dude. Come on, Ken. Shadow of the Colossus?
Dope game.
It's a PlayStation.
It's a pretty dope game.
Amazing.
It's a classic.
I mean, I'm a little behind, Damone. Give me some time.
Well, that game came out like...
Yeah, that shit was a while.
It probably came out when I stopped playing.
Yeah.
Was that like 01, 02?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. PS2. When I moved up here, it was almost damn near rap. It shifted into Madden and NBA... NBA games.
The nigga games.
Yep. Yeah, pretty much. That's all I hung around. That's all we did. So, yeah. You're right about that. But yeah, I think it's, well, you know, obviously Sony has, you know, they're dominating. And, you know, we were talking about this last weekend, just how, you know, the increase in popularity with the Switch. And I think it's just a matter of time. Where that'll eventually catch up with, you know, with Sony, with the console, and of course with the game, and then you know later on we're gonna talk about other big games that they have coming up this year in 2019. So, but just how PlayStation has basically figured it all out, they've really become like, not like that. What is it? What's the word?
Monopoly.
Not a monopoly, but not a household name, not a brand name, but
tip of your tongue.
It really is. Yeah, it's more of a catchphrase than that, but staple. But yeah, they're just like what's the shit that everybody get because it's cool to get
trendsetter. Trendsetter. A lot of trendsetter. Yeah. Like
You weren't looking for the word fad.
Yeah.
A trend or something.
Yeah. But yeah, they're just like the thing. And it's just amazing. Like, it's just amazing to me. And I think, you know what? They also do good with their sales because they do a good job. And that PS4, they be discounting the fuck out of shit.
Yeah.
They really do.
Yeah. PS Plus member?
I gotta get it. Yeah, exactly.
They be killing it. So that will obviously increase the volume of sales. And then you couple that with the increase in digital sales that's going on. GameStop out of business.
In the beginning of this year. Remember I texted them? I'm like, yo, PlayStation got a crazy sale on PlayStation Store. And it's like, games that were normally $40 or $30, you was getting them for $7.
And Nintendo does not do that shit, bro.
Nintendo will not break their price. Especially for the first party stuff, they will not do that.
And that's why Sony do that. Because they sometimes they look at gamers like people like Ken, where you might be late to games. Mm-hmm. Like, well, I didn't get a chance to play that. Oh shit, it's $10. Bet, let me get that. I would probably normally spend $45 on that game, and it's been out for a year. So,
right,
yeah, Sony's good at that, man. Damn,
yeah. So we'll see, man. But yeah, it's interesting that, and you know, I think, I don't know, man. What's up with Microsoft? Like, what can they do, my guy? To like, because they're lagging behind. Pretty bad. Like, in terms of their popularity, their brand name, like how they don't have a lot of original games.
Yeah, they had a bad launch and no exclusives.
No exclusives.
Yeah, no exclusives.
But okay, so what can they do to improve that?
Make better games. I mean, make better exclusives and better games.
Flagships are like Gears and Halo. That's all they really have.
But think about how long Xbox has been around, and they only have two franchises. So if you only got two franchises and you've been around for over a decade,
right?
That's a problem. You got to have way more than that. And that's one of the reasons why I'm not a big fan of Xbox, because they just do not have any good first-party titles.
I feel that.
I think next generation, they're going to be on point, because there's so many developers they acquire. I think, and with the Xbox Live Switch thing that we'll talk about later, they know what they're doing. And with the Game Pass shit, like, it's good ideas.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, the games just aren't there, and the games is what comes first with a gaming console.
Yes. Right.
It's in the name.
Right.
But I think they'll get there, and I think they need to get there, much like, you know, like, for instance, DC and Marvel. Like, Marvel's great, DC is like, eh.
Yeah.
But if DC was up here, then that would push Marvel to be even better. So I think we need that even like competition. Exactly. Yeah. We need that competition. So whether or not you like or hate Microsoft, for the good of the industry, for the good of the culture,
I agree. It's just they just aren't doing what they need to be doing. Like, I'm surprised that they're holding strong as that, you know, direct, I guess, competitor to PlayStation, where PlayStation has clearly better games. Like, I can see if you'd be excited, like, if they had games that can battle one another, other than Halo and Gears, like, they make you want to consider, man, maybe I should get an Xbox instead of a PlayStation, but you can't do that.
Yeah.
Because they just don't have the games. And Nintendo is in its own little world because they have all their first parties, so they can just sell like crazy and let Xbox and PlayStation just do whatever they got to do, because it really doesn't directly affect them in a way. So I think now that they're doing this whole cross-platform thing, especially with Nintendo, I think it would be a good idea is, like, one of my favorite developers is Rare. And they have a lot of titles that used to be on Nintendo that kind of got locked up with Xbox or just didn't do well. I think if Nintendo partnered with Xbox and they brought some of those Rare titles, like, you know, back and really just put some work into it, and other software developers too, I think then that would push probably a little bit more people to Xbox, as well as other ones. They just need some games. Get some games, and then maybe I'll change my mind. But
They just had an exclusive, finally get a release date, Crackdown 3.
Nobody playing that shit.
And it comes out on February 15th.
Nobody wants that shit.
Now, yes, nobody.
Terry Crews included. Nobody wants that shit.
That's fine. Nobody wants it, right? But when I tell you I looked at the footage of this motherfucker, this game, again, comes out on, like, the 15th. This shit looks like a beta. And it's the full game. It's the actual, like, game. This shit looks horrible, bro.
Oh, wow.
Really? So y'all got Gears, Forza, Halo, Crackdown. And y'all fucked up on 1/4. Like, Crackdown 2 came out on, like, the 360 or something. Like people have been waiting. Like, a few people. Not a lot of people. I ain't been waiting on this shit. But people been waiting on this shit. Then it finally comes out. It's not out, but early footage shows that it's a no-go. It's trash. So
you have a game, like a PlayStation exclusive, like Last of Us 2, that can probably just wipe all those games off.
Of course, it will.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like PlayStation drops Game of the Year games regularly. Spider-Man. Like, it's nothing.
Days Gone, Last of Us 2,
God of War.
God of War. Like, I mean, come on. Pick your poison. Pick your poison exactly. when it comes to Sony.
Exactly.
Damone Tyrell. I'm giving you these MC hands, Damone. You know what I'm saying?
Those PlayStation bars.
So, you know what I'm saying?
So what's the deal, man? You know, this is your first time being on the show.
Mm-hmm.
This, you know, the first time we're talking extensively about games. You know, gaming with you, right? What is it about Xbox that appeals to you, and why are you loyal to that console?
Let me be 100% honest right now. Like, if I want you to be all the way transparent, I only got an Xbox because my cousin got one, and he had Halo, and I wanted to know what Halo was about. So when I jumped into Halo at like Halo 2, best fucking Halo game. I don't care what. Hey, I don't know if y'all play Halo at all, but Halo 2, Halo 2 is the Halo and Reach. Halo 2 and Reach.
State your case. State your case now.
I want to know.
Halo 3, bro.
Halo
See, they can't even get along. Like, they both Xbox niggas and they fighting about a Halo game.
Wait,
we all know what the real games are. We agree on every franchise. Halo 3, Halo 2.
You talking campaign or you talking multiplayer? You talking the whole game?
Campaign, I would say multiplayer too. Yeah,
I would give you multiplayer. Campaign, I wouldn't give you. Yeah, I wouldn't give you
Halo. Campaign. Halo 2, we ain't gonna go into this too long, but yeah, Halo 2's campaign has such a lackluster ending. Like, motherfuckers was hyped for Halo 2. Because I know you wasn't there for Halo 1. You just mentioned Halo 2 was your first one.
I was there for Halo 1.
You know what I mean? Like, motherfuckers waiting, like, oh shit, I'm about to give the Covenant back their bomb. And then the motherfucker just like ends. And I'm like,
well, shit. You had to leave it on the cliffhanger. You had to.
You didn't have to. Don't do me like that.
Because you had
that's some Walking Dead Negan shit.
You had the
Arbiter
and Chief. So you had like dual gameplay. You had two stories.
Which was also whack.
That was dope.
Let me speak y'all.
I love when Xbox niggas be fighting.
No, right quick.
We just sitting there. Where's that nigga sitting back just chilling? Like, when that ass was about to drop, nigga.
Let me speak.
Go ahead.
Y'all remember Metal Gear Solid 2.
Right.
It's like, oh shit, I'm playing with Snake. Oh shit. And then they throw in Raiden. Writing or whatever the fuck. Yeah. You're like, what the fuck is this? Yeah. That's basically what happened on Halo 2. They gave you a little fucked up alien.
I don't feel like it was the same, but that's just
like his voice was cool. He was voiced by
Keith
David.
Keith David does no wrong.
But I'm like, yo, like weird ass hands. It was straight.
It was
I gotta say Halo 3 though. Continue.
All right.
Why you love the Xbox?
I'm gonna say Halo 2. Jumped on Halo 2 and then I just kept playing Xbox with my cousin. And I was originally PlayStation. I started out PlayStation, then PlayStation 2, then I jumped to Xbox, and then now I have a PlayStation again. So, but I was always PlayStation. I played Crash Bandicoot a lot. What else was I on? Crash Bandicoot, Mega Man 8, just mostly everything that was on the PlayStation 2.
So when the Xbox 360 came out, that's when you got an Xbox?
I got one when the original came out.
Okay.
Yeah, when the original came out, but I only got it for Halo.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's all I played was Halo.
Hey. That's what kept me.
So I ain't really got no loyalty to it. Like, I'm just giving y'all shit.
You see how he just stole it from the beginning? Xbox in the soil, nigga. You know what? I really wasn't loyal to Xbox the first time.
That's what I'm saying. Honest, man. We being real with y'all.
He's realizing in his mind now. Wait a minute. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Xbox ain't all it's cracked up to be. See, it's okay. We get it. We feel you. Come on over.
Hey, Willie.
We'll accept you. Come on over.
Willie, we gonna have to rap battle after this.
Hey, I'm just saying.
We gonna have to rap battle after this shit.
I didn't want to battle a nigga because I just put him on fire. It's all good. I'm with it.
Fucking dog. Fuck it. Catch me outside.
Yeah, let's go.
How about that?
I made him rethink his whole game in life. Like, shit. He gonna go home and get his Xbox. I failed you.
I'm gonna sit that shit to you.
He said, I failed you.
Oh,
oh man, you're gonna be kissing his wife. You're gonna be everything, baby. You hooked me up. You know what I'm saying? That's a black woman. A black woman is right, bro. Keep trying to tell everybody out there. Black woman is hooking you up. She's sending you a sign.
She's like, I'm trying to help you.
She's trying to let you know.
I'm trying to steal you back to the good side.
I'm in the sucking place of gaming.
Exactly. I'm telling you.
So she said that. What color is your Xbox?
My Xbox is black.
She did something right.
Like Spider-Man?
No, oh, okay. It's not. I was kind of upset about that. If I'm going to get a PS4, give me a red one.
Oh, shit.
Don't give me the black joint. Give me a red one.
Hey, the game is all that matter though. That's what we worry about over here at Sony. We don't care about the external stuff. We worry about with the gamers. We pleasing the gamers. Okay?
This whole podcast, I think I'm gonna flip flop in between Sony and Microsoft and like talk shit about Sony and then jump back on Microsoft. You know what I'm saying?
Once you see all the games that's coming out for Sony this year, you're gonna be like, oh, you know what?
I actually did. I looked and I wasn't impressed.
Oh, so you weren't impressed with Last of Us 2?
I ain't never played Last of Us.
Hey, listen. I'm only like a fraction of the way, a percentage of the way through, and I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I'm blown the fuck away.
Blown away.
Man, yeah, that shit is amazing. I haven't even gotten it.
Man.
Yeah, it's the shit.
Check it out.
It's the shit. All right, moving on. So Apple is rumored to be getting into the gaming space. Yeah, I saw this, man. I see some head shaking.
Yeah.
Apple need to go and leave that alone.
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know. Like Apple Google. They got everything else. Why they got to come into the gaming world?
Why not? If this was Google, I'd be worried because they fuck everything up.
Like, you're right.
What they going to update?
But, like, what can Apple do that hasn't really been done? Other than have you integrate your other shit from Apple, like, you know, hook up your, you can use Siri to turn your game on. Siri, turn on my Apple box.
I have an iPhone, and it's annoying dealing with this shit.
Imagine how much they're gonna charge for that shit? Like $3,000 for that game.
Man.
$3,000 for the console. Controllers are separate.
You gotta pay for the iCloud.
You gotta pay for the iCloud storage. All digital, no disk drive.
It's gonna be whack.
But they're thinking about that, but the subscription service is probably what they're gonna link.
That's cool. Just don't get a console. Don't make a console. Yeah. They can do a subscription. That's cool with that, but don't make an actual system.
I mean, if you think about it, right? I think one of their their highest selling apps or gaming apps on the phone. Like, people buy the fuck out of them games, and you can play a game. That shit looks gorgeous on your fucking phone. And it's amazing. Like, sometimes I'd be marveling. I was like, this is a fucking phone. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, they got AR. So they got that shit augmented reality. So where you can use your phone and shit be fucking live right there. So I can see them making a push for this. I would feel a little bit more comfortable if Steve Jobs was here because he would be able to see around the corners. Tim Cook, I don't think he has the vision to do that. But I'm sort of in the middle, right? I think that they can pull it off, but at the same time, I'm like you. I'm like, okay, y'all already spread a little bit too thin. You know, what are you going to do with the shit that you currently have?
Right. Sony has a lot of products. That?
Who?
Sony.
Yeah, but they came into the game making a lot of products. Yeah. Apple mastered a product and moved on to another product.
Right.
And moved on to another product. They mastered the products. Because when Steve Jobs came back to Apple, he just got rid of all that shit. He was like, we're just going to make fucking computers. And that's it. And he got them more focused.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, if Steve Jobs was here, he wouldn't make the gaming thing better. He just wouldn't let it happen.
He probably wouldn't. He probably would think it's a bad idea.
Yeah,
I don't think their exclusive titles would be like.
I mean, they'd have to
FaceTime.
Like, don't see like what they could do, what they could offer to the gaming world that Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft hasn't done already.
That's my problem.
Yeah, it's like what new can you bring to the table other than like, you know, bringing something that looks new and you're going to charge crazy probably for it. But like, I don't even know, like, nobody's going to believe Apple out the gate is going to be like, hey, there's a gaming console. Here's our first party game. Unless like somebody else comes in and like co-signs that or somebody. Soulja Boy comes in. Yeah, get Soulja Boy, right? Yeah, get Soulja Boy. We'll be good then.
Like, I don't feel like their heart would be in it. Like, I feel like Sony's heart was in PlayStation. I feel like Xbox's heart was in Xbox. Like, well, I'm sorry, Microsoft's heart was in Xbox. I don't feel like Apple would be doing. I feel like it would be a cash grab. It'd be like, okay, well, we got Apple computers, we got Apple phones, we got Apple watches. Let's do Apple games. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't feel like they would really do that shit and mean it.
I'll tell you this though, whether this shit is good or bad, motherfuckers would buy it.
Apple loyalty,
they got me.
Give
me some good shit.
What's a PlayStation? I got my Apple game right here.
Like, here's the other thing that they have. So with the Apple TV, I don't know. Do any of you guys have the Apple TV?
No.
So the Apple TV is somewhat turning into a gaming device. You can buy controllers for that shit, and you can actually play games. Like, if you go into the Apple Store, you'll see people in there actually playing fucking games with the shit. And so I could see them doing maybe something similar to that. Now, how would they, you know, could they figure out a way to license games from other developers to create a version for it?
So that's what I'm trying to figure out. Yeah.
But what they could do is take the developers that are currently making games mm-hmm. or high-selling games on, you know, the App Store and talk to them and see if they can create something for the Apple TV.
Yeah.
And then they could actually probably, they may have something. So I can see them doing that. So now all of a sudden you have a completely separate market than what is currently out there. So you're not competing with PlayStation directly. You're not competing with Microsoft directly. You're not competing with Switch directly. You're basically targeting the people that you already have in your ecosystem.
Kind of program.
So you don't have to go in and try to find a completely new market.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. That's a smart idea. If they go that route, I think it'll work. But if they try to just completely just go into the gaming market, like, hey, we're the new cats in town, everybody's like, nah.
Yeah, just to appeal to gamers, that wouldn't work.
They wouldn't want that. But if they integrate, like you said, with the Apple TV, and they just say, hey, you know, get a controller, and then these games are, you know, we're partnering with so-and-so, and these games are going to be available on the App Store, I think that will work, because I think people will buy that thing, because they don't have to actually buy anything brand new if they already have Apple TV.
Exactly. Yeah. You just buy the peripheral, and that's it. You know, accessory. You know, because that's all. Like, even when I was in, when I bought my Apple TV, I'm in, you know, the store. I'm like, damn, that shit look tight. You know, just watching them play. And the Apple TV has basically turned into an app store, because you can download and install apps on it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it makes sense. It's basically your phone on a fucking box.
Yeah.
So, but the other thing is, this is actually pretty interesting. They said the iPad Pro, going back to the console thing, is that the iPad Pro is actually stronger than the Xbox One, or as strong as the Xbox One. So, you know.
The $1,000 iPad Pro compared to a $169 base Xbox
console? I'm just saying, it increases the functionality of the device you already have. So now all of a sudden there's one more thing you can do with it. All of a sudden you're not walking around with this thing, you're just walking around with that thing.
Weird flex.
You walking around with that thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No motherfuckers now playing with you.
You know, this is damn. You know, hey man, you know, I live in the future, baby. Yeah, it's saying it's as powerful, not more powerful.
Okay.
That's where they can start coming at me. So, you know, we'll see. It's a crowded market space, but we'll see, man. All right, so what's the other story that you had?
Oh, the Xbox Live Switch. You threw me way on the spot. I wasn't really ready. But anyway, Xbox Live is coming to the Nintendo Switch, man. iOS, Android, all that shit. So it's going to be on basically every device. So I really don't know how it's going to work, but I know your achievements are going to transfer and all that shit. So, Willie, I'm pleased to say that you can have Xbox Live.
I ain't buying that shit. But I do have a question. So, if you have an Xbox Live account, does that mean that, like, the games that are, because I don't know how Xbox Live really works, but is there, like how does that work with other things? Like, how does that supposed to, like, are you going to be able to play, like, Xbox games on a Nintendo Switch, or?
I think the Play Anywhere games you'll be able to play on these other devices. So they're exclusives, like, you know, Gears and Forza and all that shit. The Play Anywhere titles, you'll be able to play on.
So is it just like Switch? Is it just like people who have Xbox Live and people who have like the Switch online can now play a similar game on the same thing? Is that what it's supposed to be doing, or like, I'm not sure like what the whole purpose of like Xbox Live being on all these different devices?
Is like, it for online?
Is it for online play, or is it just that they really want to bring titles or games to these systems?
My shoulders can't go up anymore.
Netflix.
I've read.
What do you mean? It's the Netflix of gaming. They're trying to be on all of these devices. I think it reeks of desperation.
You know, come on, Ken. That's exactly the Apple shit we just talked about. Was Netflix for games?
Literally just doing their own shit. You know, Xbox is like, man, I want to be on your shit. Bring your shit over here too.
Good, goddamn.
Because they're trying to increase. You know, they're trying to increase their popularity.
Sounds like
increase
business their market to
me. Share. Nah, it we sounds
trying to
like
increase our market share.
It sounds like, man, niggas ain't fucking with us.
You biased.
Come on, Ken.
I'm just saying. It's not biased, you know. I'm just looking at this and I'm like, what is the added benefit outside of the achievements being able to go on these other devices? If I got a Switch, what the fuck I need Xbox Live on my Switch for?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, unless they fully explain the benefits of this, I don't see why they're doing this. Like, I just didn't understand, like, okay, Xbox Live's gonna be on my Switch. Like, I'm gonna go download it and then what? What do I do with it after that? Like,
party chat.
Nigga. Shout out to AbleK11 in the chat.
Hey, oh, shout party. Out to your name having 11 at it though. Please say it.
Party chat. That's the big selling point right now. I want to talk to niggas.
Cause party chat on Switch don't fucking work.
I mean, okay, so nigga, just call somebody. Get your phone, chat.
Oh, come on. Come on, y'all.
The parties. No, but no, like if they're using Xbox Live for stuff like that, for functionality purposes, to make things function better on other systems that aren't working that well, then I get it. But if it's just for them to just be there so they can get some more visibility, that's desperation. Like Ken was saying.
Would you not, though?
I'm not going to download the shit anyway, regardless if I see it. I'm just saying.
I'm saying if you had the ability to put your name on everything, would you not?
Come on. At the detriment
not
of...
If it leaves my brand looking desperate, it's like, I'm here. But if it's not because, like, we're actually... doing something.
Desperation's in the eye of the beholder. It's just gonna be another app.
I can see if they
YouTube
were trying to.
On every
I can see if they were trying to dominate a market, but they're not dominating shit.
They're trying though,
but they're it's not the at the moment.
This is the
so
Android
it's like,
play.
So
like the iOS, the iPhone had one thing, and that was it. Android came out there. We're gonna put our shit on everybody's shit, and everybody can download it. And there's no consistency among phones, but. According to the data, it looks like, no, it doesn't look like they are or have more market share than Apple, but that's simply a numbers
they're
thing.
More available.
You know, no, it's not more.
Numbers,
well, yes,
numbers
more
count when we talking money, kid. What you talking about?
Phones.
My phone is dope as fuck. Thank you very much.
But the Android market is fragmented because there's no consistency
we
in it.
We turned into a tech podcast.
You know, I know, right? So, where the game's at?
your market share looks great and, you know, it's a good selling point for you. But with Microsoft, like what's the benefit? What's the added benefit? So I'm looking here. It says, they're going to reach 2 billion devices. Mm-hmm. So that goes back to what I was saying. Oh, now we've increased our market share and we look more popular than Sony.
It's visibility. Like I got an Xbox Live app on my phone. I got a PlayStation app on my phone. On my Xbox app, I don't know if it's true for the PlayStation app because I don't really go through it like that, but I can look at the clips I recorded on Xbox on my phone. So I'll be able to do that from my Switch.
I can understand.
But Switch is still a mobile device.
Switch is a gaming device.
A mobile gaming device. Just like a PSP is.
Okay,
just
so you like throw one word in it. It doesn't change the fact that it's a
what
gaming device.
What you mean?
Device.
It's not that much different.
It is a difference.
That's like saying, like, what I need YouTube on my Switch for. I got a phone. I got a computer. I got a TV. Like, why not?
Because you watch shit on YouTube.
And I might want to watch my clips on Xbox. I might want to take a look at my trophies or something.
That's what you got your phone for.
See?
You always go
with the phone. Y'all going to be going around in circles with this shit. Look, the point is this. Xboxes need to clearly explain what the fuck they're doing with this. And when they say that, then we'll know if it's a beneficial move for them or not. We'll be able to tell better. Because right now it's just very vague. It's just saying, hey, we're going to be on everything.
Because okay? I don't completely understand.
Right. So when there's less vague and more detailed about what their goal is with this, then we'll be able to fully say, hey, this is a good idea or this is a good move or it's a bad move. Right now we're just like, okay, y'all going to be on everything.
Great.
Now what?
According to The Verge, this is a paragraph from The Verge, Xbox Live cross-platform play will allow developers to integrate in friends lists, multiplayer functionality, and achievements into existing mobile games. It's an important part of Microsoft's new gaming mission to reach outside of its traditional PC and Xbox markets and bring software services and games to players on rival platforms.
Your inflection implies that it's a bad thing.
And that sentence implies that it's a bad thing.
Come on.
Rival platforms.
It's all about rivals.
Reach outside of traditional PC and Xbox markets, which tells me, if I read between the lines, that traditional PC and Xbox markets are struggling.
Of course it's struggling. We all know
so,
that.
This is not news. So instead of...
Apple was struggling before the iPhone came out.
You know, our gang is fucking up, so we just gonna join another gang.
And you innovate. This podcast wouldn't exist if we didn't innovate, Ken. Y'all was dead in hip-hop. And y'all still are, but you branched out because there's a market this is a that you can appeal
to. This is vertical. This is creating a content vertical. This is not them creating a content vertical. This is them saying, oh, our shit is struggling.
Hilarious. That's just how you took it.
If PlayStation did the shit, oh, man.
I love being the one who ain't arguing today. I swear, that's so relieving. I'm going to sit back.
I have my PlayStation on my phone. I can't wait. Especially if it was like Apple exclusive.
I'm also a fan of like exclusivity, right?
You'd be wearing a fucking black turtleneck.
Like, bro. Apple, get all the Apple shit, everything's integrated. Sony, like, everything was integrated, which is why I was a fan of the Vita, and they fucked that shit up. So, and they let the Switch come in and basically just kick them to the curb. But I'm okay with that because I like Nintendo, so fuck it. Switch, I got Switch.
I like Nintendo.
But Sony, give me all the Sony shit. Give me all the Sony shit together. Give me all the Apple shit together.
Ken don't fuck with innovation. Ken fucks with Apple.
That's not innovation.
He fucks with Sony.
That's not innovation. That's not innovation. That's sloppy.
Confirmed.
That's sloppy. That's like some...
Oh my God. Branching out, man. They just spreading their feelers out there, man.
Okay.
Let them be successful, man.
Ken don't want them to be great. But you know what? I just want to see what they do with it. I just really want to... I'm going to give them time. I'm going to just see what they do with
it. And I'll let y'all know.
Yeah.
Me and Damone will let y'all know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to personally download the shit, but I'll look and see what their plan is.
I just think they should just... The gaming service, the Netflix of games thing that they're concentrating on is a great move. If they can lock that shit down, I think people will flock to it. Even though PlayStation has its own, you know,
they do
indirect competitor, but the way they could probably do that shit, and the fact that what did one of you guys tell me that if you buy a game on the Xbox, you can also play it on the PC too? Like, you got that shit going for you.
Yeah.
Focus on that shit because that's another market that you have. Everybody has fucking
But why not?
Unfortunately, people have PCs.
We talking tacos over here, man. You can do both, bro.
I'm just saying, you know, that you have Taco Bell, and then you have what?
Frontiers.
You have.
I'll tell you what
tacos.
You're doing, bro. You fucking Weinstein in the R. Kelly argument, man. You what aboutism, man? You know what I mean? Like, just we can care about everything. We don't have to just focus on one thing. And I say we, meaning them.
Yeah, but there's also a clear discrepancy when one thing is highlighted and emphasized more than the other.
They've tried. They've tried the game and shit. So it's just like, yo, let's just.
And that's when you're trying to be in.
Let's see what works. This is a corporation. That's what they all do.
Okay.
Who does it the best? Okay. Obviously, Sony and Apple, right, Ken?
Hey man,
Hey man.
I know the shit gonna work. All right, man. Speaking of Switch, man. So we were talking about the Switch earlier. So we're gonna go through some of these upcoming anticipated. It's on IGN. The 20 big Nintendo Switch games in 2019. Look, I don't know. You know, you two got Switches. I don't know how deep you guys are into their games, but we're just gonna read off some titles and you guys can say yay or nay.
I'm not going to, but like 17 of these games, I'll be like, I never heard of that shit.
Go and rifle them off. We'll let you know. All right. About that shit.
This one is already out, apparently. New Super Mario Brothers U Deluxe. No? Okay. Yeah. Tales of Vesperia?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna probably get it on Xbox though.
Okay. So what is that game?
It's in the series of the game that I mentioned last week.
Tales of Symphonia.
Yeah, I brought up Tales of Symphonia last week. Tales of Vesperia is the game that came out exclusively for Xbox 360 at the time, probably around 2008. But I love that shit.
Okay.
It's just dope as fuck. It's a JRPG. It's anime and weeb as fuck, but I love it.
Okay.
That would get me in a conversation with the Cheesy Boys, and I would be able to keep up.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
Shout out to Cheesy Controller.
Shout out to Cheesy.
Travis Strikes Again, No More Heroes.
Who the fuck is Travis?
From No More Heroes. You remember the dude with the lightsaber?
I'm a nigga in the game. Shit.
Yeah, it was another one. I saw some shit from it that I didn't.
Okay.
Steins Gate Elite.
Never heard of it.
Nope.
Trials Rising.
Was that the dirt bike game?
Nigga.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nah. All right. Moving on.
I play Excitebike with you.
I go on Excitebike.
I guess I don't need to mention Mortal Kombat 11.
Oh, wait. Okay. Speaking of Mortal Kombat 11, have y'all seen that Cabal reveal trailer yet?
Yeah.
Yes.
Holy ain't shit.
Did you see his damn I'm watching his, it now. His fatality?
I'm watching it now.
Man, holy I am fucking so shit. He was Cabal easily my favorite mofo. Character in MK3.
Never been a Cabal fan ever.
He about to be you a never, problem.
He was my favorite never. Character in 3. Like, that was like the only guy I played with in 3. Oh. Like, I had him down to a science fuck. In 3.
If I he was kind of OP in 9, so I'm wondering if they're going to nerf him in this one. But even still, he look like a bad motherfucker.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I might have to go ahead and put that up. Yeah,
I'm definitely satisfied. I wasn't even looking forward to him. I'm satisfied about that.
Yes, yeah. Sir.
All right, continue, Ken.
Super Meat Boy forever.
No.
All right. That shit sound creepy. Team Sonic Racing?
No. I got it on Xbox. If it's the same game.
Fire.
I don't want that shit. Anyway, go on.
Fire Emblem, Three Houses?
No.
Nah.
Yoshi's Crafted World?
No.
Even though that's the homie.
True.
Yoshi the homie, and he put me in a, he, you know, my name was in the last game.
It was.
Cause we homies, like he held me down. You know, I might cop that, cause you know, that's the homie. I do. He the homie. You know, he gave me a lot of W's in my life, so you know, I'll go for it.
Crash Team Racing Nitro Fuel.
Come on.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a Switch, so.
But he played
it on the go. I played that. Okay. Yeah, okay. I played that. But it's a what you call it? And it's a revamp of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah. I mean,
it's like
they need to bring. I don't know if y'all ever played Crash Bash. No. And it's like a Super Smash Brothers.
You like your Smash Brothers ripoff? So.
Yeah, I do.
Play Smash. Play the whole game. Come on, man. You're so close.
He's like, actually, the Kroger brand is the best one.
Kroger Smash.
I'm going to get
that Great Value Smash. It's so much better.
I like the Members Marks.
Y'all niggas ever been to Dollar Tree?
It's only $1.
Yeah, it's called Crash. Like, I think it got a limited release here, but it was pretty good.
Okay, though. That's mm-hmm. what's up.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Animal Crossing.
Nah, I've never been a fan of Animal.
What the fuck is that game about?
I don't even know. I'm like,
being peaceful and shit. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
You're just farming and fishing and hanging out, I think.
Ooh, all right. Only Nintendo Switch.
Bloodstained Ritual of the Night.
I don't even know what that
sound
is.
Sound like a Castlevania.
Damon X Machina. Or Machina.
Oh, Desus Machina?
That's an M right there.
No, that's, I don't know what that is.
All right. Dragon Quest Builders 2.
No.
Luigi's Mansion 3?
No.
I'm fucking with that one.
Oh, yeah?
Yo, Luigi's Mansion was hidden. Like, come on now. I've been waiting for that.
I care for it like that.
Nah, it was dope. You know what? Because you know what? Luigi deserved the game. Maybe. Finally. Yeah. And it was a unique concept, too. Yeah. So I appreciate it. Actually, I enjoyed it for GameCube. So yeah, I'm a cop Luigi's Mansion 2. You know.
Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3?
Yes.
The Black Order?
Yes. Can't go get it because it's like black in it.
Sayonara Wild Hearts?
No.
I don't know what this says. Town. It's a working title.
No, I don't know.
Pokemon. Untitled Core RPG.
It depends. Yeah.
I mean, I ain't bought a Pokemon game in years. Pokemon Tournament don't count. It does.
So it counts.
Pokemon Tournament was the last Pokemon game, but that's because it was a fighter.
Yeah, I feel like this one's gonna be like we added 100 new Pokemon and like yeah. I don't really.
Yeah.
All right,
I'm a Gen 1 and 2-er.
Yep, that's all. So we'll do Xbox next week, and we'll save the best for last, and do PlayStation after that. And
you're not even gonna be on the podcast to do Xbox?
Nah.
I thought he was trying to cut the deal or something.
Nah, you can come back. You can come back, man, bro. You know you're always welcome.
Yeah,
you know you're always welcome. All right, so. We're gonna do a topic this week, man. We're gonna do a topic this week, unless y'all got another news story.
Uh-uh.
All right.
I know.
Black video game characters, or the lack thereof. You guys have been playing or games for the last 10-20 decades?
Damn, bro. 20 years. The year was 2000 AD.
You don't.
All right.
Shut up.
Last 2 decades.
All
right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that when I'm playing, I'm like, especially with Spider-Man, I saw a lot of black people.
Yeah, pedestrians?
Criminals, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Yeah, some of them criminals and shit.
Okay.
Quite a few, but the black people. But I've noticed that I'm like, where are the black people in the games? Like, it's 2019. Like, where are the black folks? More importantly, it was 2018. I'm like, where are the black people? Why don't we have more black characters?
I know when the black guy is in wrestling, he get killed.
Yeah, he always end up dying like 5 minutes into the game.
Right.
You know.
Like, dang, Marvin.
Right.
R.I.P. Marvin.
Yeah, that's real.
The combat got some black players, right?
Yeah.
You know, they got Jax, Garris. Cyrax is black.
Tyrese looking guy.
True. Yeah. Jackie.
What about Jackie Briggs?
What about Jody from Bayboy?
Yeah, Garris. Yeah. That's time and time.
Jade in there one?
Jade, yeah.
I'm thinking too. Yeah, because you see Uncharted. No, black.
Nah.
They're
people of color.
Nadine.
Uncharted.
I think it just reflects Hollywood. But a lot of them black main characters. It's not in like this is a black movie, you know, type shit.
Yeah.
You don't see a whole lot of them in movies unless it's like a comedy or like one of them Tyler Perry drama shits or whatever. So I think it's kind of the same thing. They just cater into their mainly white male audience, but.
50 Cent bulletproof.
If I can get sentimental, I think us even being here is just like hopefully we'll spread some awareness or just
about more diversity.
Just put that in the forefront. Yeah. But whenever I think about black character, I think about Lee Everett from The Walking Dead.
Lee, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good ass
character. And he was a really strong character in that entire first season.
Because it's easy to throw a black person into a fighting game. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Right. And I was thinking about that. Like with fighting games, you see a lot of black characters because, they kind of have to cover all bases with that shit. But it's rare we get like a lead character that's black in a video game. But that was a good example with Lee in The Walking Dead, which was a really good game. Actually, that first season was my favorite.
What about black women?
I mean, even less.
Wait, yeah. It's not a lot of those at all.
So it's like, and I would
love to get a black.
So like, can you imagine? Like, I know, right?
Yeah.
Or like
shit.
Playing Resident Evil and Leon was black. You know what I'm saying?
And we were Resident Evil.
Leroy.
Instead of Leon, we got Leroy. You know what I'm saying? And his reaction would be a lot different from what Leon is saying.
Man, what the fuck is that shit?
Because he
afraid. Hey, stop playing.
Hey, can you imagine a black
nigga? Let me voice Leroy. Shit, that game gonna sell like crazy. I'm with it.
The first day on the job, Leroy. Yeah. You see a zombie in the grocery store. Like, wait, what the fuck?
What was that?
Like, damn. Like, hell.
Wasn't there a black character in Resident Evil 5?
Yeah, the old girl. What's her name?
That was a black
Shiva.
Sister. She was a black. She was a sister.
But and they were set in Africa too, so it was mostly everybody.
That game got some.
I don't want to be that guy, but they made a light skinned dead in the middle of Africa. How likely?
I mean, it's like
if you watch the game, she was definitely
she was sister.
She's kind of
her hair was straight up. Her hair was black.
Straight though. Her hair was real straight though.
She had like in the ponytail.
They ain't got fresh combs. Shit,
she had
flat iron. You right though. She would have had her hair would have frizzy as shit halfway through that game.
I mean, she probably put like some combination of berries and honey and made that shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Juice and berries, they like them coming to
her. Yeah, exactly. You know, they got the good conditioning out there. You know, natural shit.
I'm thinking. Yeah,
but it really,
I can't think of no game.
There's this indie game called Dandara. I was telling Tyler about it because it did star this black female character. And it's an indie game. It's 2D and you get to like flip the screen. It's real weird. This shit looks like pretty difficult, but. Like when I just saw it, I was like, "Whoa, that's a black chick!" Like you don't even you're not even used to seeing that in the store or whatever in the PlayStation store, but yeah, that's the one game that I can think.
I know
it's not a fighting game.
Prototype 2 had one,
but had a black.
Yeah, he had one. Yeah, they were using it.
You got homie from Final Fantasy VII. He was basically Mr. T though. He was pretty much a fucking. I don't want to use the word coon, but I can't think of a better word right now.
Yeah. Like, I thought it was cool, man, just to be able to, the Black Assassin's Creed. Mm-hmm. Like, that shit, that shit was cool, but...
True.
You know, and then I'm running around having to liberate slaves and shit. Why y'all motherfuckers trying to remind me of the shit? I mean, at least
we gonna give you a game, but we gonna set you in a time you don't remember. Like,
don't forget when we can send your ass back to, nigga.
Franklin, GTA 5.
Yeah,
but don't get run around robbing shit, though.
But really tight.
In fact, GTA, I can say GTA is kind of given like a couple different black characters. They've done some diversity because they got Franklin, Vic, Lance.
CJ?
CJ.
Yeah,
I can't forget CJ.
Right.
CJ, you can't forget CJ.
So what are you doing Grand Theft Auto?
Can't fuck with Grand Theft Auto anyway.
No, I'm at, wait.
I mean, you fucking niggas up.
All right. And what else?
Gangbanging is CJ.
Okay.
I think you're Grand Theft Auto and Grand Theft Auto. Typically, huh? you commit Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Right. You're still you robbing.
You commit every crime you can imagine. Yeah, you know, pretty much. It's like.
Yeah. I mean, but think about. But you see what I'm saying, right?
All
right. Right. Yeah, you name like five or six damn black characters in a game.
That's about
in
stealing,
which
they kill, stealing, robbing, right,
what
killing.
About Street Fighter? You got Balrog.
Oh, niggas love niggas fighting.
Yeah, exactly.
What video game?
Mike Tyson looking nigga, you know.
Ken want liberation of video fighting. Game. Like, what the fuck?
I just
want
to put a bin in for the greatest black video game character ever. Ken, you might can relate to this. Bo Jackson and Tecmo Bo.
Yes.
Nobody
man.
Bo Jackson was the greatest black video game character.
Nigga playing sports again. We can't escape it. It's all we always lose.
See the ball or rapping. Huh?
Right. We either rapping,
fighting,
or playing a sport.
You cannot play with the Oakland Raiders when you play Tecmo Bo because you give it to Bo Jackson, it was a rap. You was automatic touchdown. The whole team couldn't tackle him.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. It's just, yeah, man. I mean, you know, I know, like you said, Hollywood has a long way to go, but, you know, I think, and there are a lot of, you know, other shows and stuff out there that's talking about diversity in games, and it's just something that, you know.
Real quick, I know in Division, you know, when you first start the game off, you pretty much create your guy, and I made my guy black.
So we all made black characters, right?
Yeah.
But you shoot, like, you shoot people.
But just but give us a black
But it's
a great
cause,
character.
Though. You kind of like a hero. You're like a hero in Division. So, you know, that's Division is cool because I had my guy sweet. You know what I mean? I'm like, I wish they incorporate like a PlayStation camera where you can just kind of put yourself in the game in Division. Like, that would be dope.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There was a game that I can't think of that kind of.
Huh? Rainbow Six Vegas and Vegas 2 did that.
Okay.
And Fight Night did that too.
Yeah, well. Fight Night.
Some basketball games still do it, I think.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's actually more than we think it is. Now that I think about it, like I'm thinking about a whole bunch of fucking black video game characters. Like,
all right, exclude fighting game characters, comic book characters, celebrities.
Yeah, there's rare
celebrities.
There's no like we don't have
like
a game where
Uncharted had a black character.
Yeah, like, or if Last of Us had a black character, or God of War, or a game of that level or magnitude had a black main character.
Right.
Then that's where I'm saying like, okay, we're making some progress, but it's not been nothing like that still. So I think that would be dope if we get that. But I don't see why we couldn't have that at this point.
Right.
Like had every every possible reason that we can be able to do that. So I mean, hopefully
it's got to be one out there. It's got to be one.
It's not enough. No, I want us to have I want a game that be game of the year worthy that has a black main character that isn't like a typecast type character where we're actually being, you know, where it's like we're a strong character that really like presents themselves as like the hero, but also can like present themselves as, you know, capable and smart and all those things that, you know, you get from those. I mean, but Prototype 2 isn't a game that's people that it doesn't come to. Like,
all right, so game of the year.
We need a game that's at that level where people are like, "Yo, this is one of the best games I've played all year or of all time." Yeah. So when we
I
get
think
that,
Lee Everett fits that, but that's it.
Yeah, but see, he died after one season. See, we give you one season, nigga, and then we gonna give it to Clementine. We gonna get the little girl who. I don't even know. Is Clementine even white or is she mixed with something?
I think she's mixed.
She's mixed with something. Yeah, but you know, but even still, it's like I think. I felt cheated that Lee died in that first season.
Mm.
I think he should have at least been able to go to the second season.
Mm.
You know, even though, and the moment that it happened was mad, sad as shit as too, but it was like, like that was like, yo, that was an emotional moment. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, yo,
shout out to Black Jesus in the chat. He mentioned a character I completely forgot about. Roland from Borderlands, the first Borderlands. Yeah, that was a black kid. He was the main black character that you played with in Borderlands. Okay. Yeah. Shout out to Black Jesus. I think that's why he got that name.
Huh? Yeah, Mike.
That was a good one, though, man. Rolling from Borderlands. I completely forgot about that. And I fucks with Borderlands.
All right, cool, man. Anyway, let's... hopefully we'll get more as we move on. But yeah, let's jump into games we wish would come back. Damon, you got something, bro?
Oh, shit. Put the spotlight on me.
That's right, you the guest.
Mega Man already came back. Mega Man 11 was pretty damn good. Gex. I would like to see a Gex title.
Wow.
Yeah, I would. I would definitely like to see a Gex title. Gex. Bloody Roar. I would love a Bloody Roar came back.
Last week, Sonny said that.
He said Bloody Roar.
Yeah, I would like to see Bloody Roar make a comeback too. I think they could do a lot of great shit with that. And I think they could really compete in the fighting game market at this point.
But I mean, you don't have to, you know, that's good.
Yeah, that's all I got to hurt yourself.
Yeah. One step at a time. One game at a time.
Trying to take a shit around with Bloody Roar.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So, I guess I'll go. All
right.
So, this made me think about it because you talked about the whole, our conversation with the Xbox being on Switch, and I was thinking about, you know, developers like bringing games back. I want another, this is a childhood thing, but I want another Banjo-Kazooie. I want Banjo 3, like they promised us at the end of Banjo-Tooie.
Got the nuts and bolts.
Fuck that bolts, nuts, bullshit. No, I want Banjo 3. If that happens and they start bringing back like titles and stuff like that, if I got Banjo 3 on the Switch, I say, you know, I fuck with Xbox a little bit because they facilitated that. So yeah, new Banjo-Kazooie game, brand new one that follows the story of Banjo 3, the 2-week perfectly as it should have been. Not that nuts and bolts bullshit. I got mad.
One more. Streets of Rage. I want to see that come back too.
That's coming back.
Is it?
Yep. New one's coming,
it is
coming
back. It is. It definitely is. Yeah.
That's coming back.
Yeah, but isn't it like crowdfunded or something like that?
Nah, I think the people who made it are bringing it back. Like 100%. I think it's a brand new Streets. I mean, I don't know who made it, but.
I do remember seeing that. Now that I think about it.
I don't know if it's crowdfunded, but it is official.
Yeah.
Then a motherfucker. So,
I can't. Saying Killer Instinct?
That came back too already.
Oh, yeah, that did come back.
Yeah, that came back.
I said it
before. Now, I want another Killer Instinct, but I want them to do right and put it on. Take it off of Xbox real quick and put it on Nintendo for me.
Nah. Keep that.
You know. But, you know.
You mentioned Fight Night?
Yeah, I mentioned Fight Night too.
Yeah.
I said Fight Night.
That was like our first episode. I said that shit. I was like Fight Night. But I'm just gonna do a quick. We haven't done this in a long time, so I'm gonna do a quick
history. Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, so my game is Turtles in Time. Like there was a remake, but remake was trizash. That bitch came out in like probably like 2010 or something like that. I was excited. I bought it as soon as that shit came out. I'm talking about trash, bro. So I don't even want no 3D shit. Like, just do some 4K, some good ass sprites. Mm-hmm. Make the gameplay tight.
Did you play the recent Turtles title that came out? The
Shadows?
No, not Out of the Shadows. It was another one.
Oh, I gotta look up.
Fuck that shit.
Oh, that Turtles. It ain't Turtles in Time. I don't care.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 4, Turtles in Time, with some bright sprites, like tight gameplay. Not that loosey-goosey shit, man. 4-player online, that's all I want. It should be easy.
Yeah, that'd be dope. The 4-player online with Turtles, man. That'd be dope. That'd be fire.
So I don't really have a game, but like I said, we haven't done this segment in a long time.
Hold on, can we get Ken's game?
I thought he always go last, though.
So your history game. Hold on.
No! Before you get into the history, I can get mine. Okay. I can get mine. It's nothing sexy. It's nothing. You know.
Is it ever?
Huh?
Is it ever? Is it who? Is it ever sexy?
Sexy.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I give some dope ass games.
Can't let him rest.
But then, you know, this game was fun, man. it's a simple game. Jet Moto.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Jet Moto was fun,
okay,
man.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that.
It's like riding around on a damn ass jet ski. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Jet Moto. Yeah,
that was a cool racing game.
I get you that.
Okay, so quick, of course, going back 30 years. So I'm starting with 5, 10, 15, or whatever. So in 2014, had the release of Destiny, Watch Dogs, and Evil Within. And I think you're still playing that one. That was in 2014. Mm-hmm. 2009, we had Batman Arkham Asylum, Infamous.
Great game.
Borderlands, Resident Evil 5. Highlights. 2004, we had Halo 2, Doom 3, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, Metal Gear Solid 3, Snake Eater in 2004. In 1999, we had Silent Hill, Resident Evil 3 Nemesis, Dino Crisis, Legacy of Khan, Soul Reaver. In 1994, we had Sonic the Hedgehog 3, Sonic and Knuckles released in the same year.
Yeah.
Super Metroid, Donkey Kong Country, and Earthworm Jim. Y'all remember that game, Earthworm Jim?
Yeah, I said that was one of the games I want to bring back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
back
so
what was the one with all the Earthworm Jim and then the rest of the people? I forgot what it was called, but it was a fighting game.
Oh, Lord. You and your Smash clones.
Man, play Smash, dude. Play Smash.
I know what I'm talking about.
I got it right here. You want to play it right now?
I don't know what she's talking about.
I don't know. What the hell? He got every Smash game that ain't Smash.
Serious? Y'all don't know.
You played the one with Earthworm Jim? No, it ain't the real shit.
I know Earthworm Jim 1, 2, and 64. Man. I don't know no other ones.
All right, so I like the bargain bin Smashes. You know
he be sitting in the store. Nah.
He's like, Super Smash Siblings.
Super Smash Cousins.
Pocket Smash?
Oh, hell no. I don't know what the fuck that is.
God.
This nigga.
And to round off the 30 year in 1989, we had SimCity, Prince of Persia, Final Fight, and Golden Axe.
Hey, okay, true.
Cool. All right, man, on to the comments.
First question comes from Saint Dementia. As adults, has anyone ever talked down to y'all or gave you shit for playing, for still playing video games? Had a friend whose girlfriend told him that adults don't do that when he brought up saving up for a Switch.
No, I've never had no one talk down to me.
In today's...
Nigga skinny.
In this day and age, is more accepted because, you know, people my age, it kind of like became like a thing, right? It's so I don't see a lot of people giving pushback. Back in the day,
yeah,
like, yeah, at some point you were expected to age out of video games, you know.
Yeah,
you were expected to age out of video games, and you know, if you could still play video games, and you're doing, like, you know, unless it was Madden, like a bunch of niggas sitting around playing Madden or Street Fighter or Mortal Kombat, that was different because they had more of an edge, and that was just shit you did around college. But after that, and you're an adult and you sitting around playing a game, then yeah, they will look down on you. But it's a little bit more cool, as you know, being a quote unquote nerd became more accepted and cool. But I haven't personally experienced that, but yeah, did. I've heard the conversations about, oh, that nigga still playing video games, whatever. Yeah, but you know, yeah, but nah.
I mean, gaming, it aged with us, so that's convenient. And the average age of a gamer is 30. So,
well, shit, I'm fucking 43.
Yeah. So you're the high end of the average. That's what.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you guys got the sweet spot.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
You know, so there's still that 13 year gap where, you know, at that time it was like, nah.
Right, and I remember
it was like, nah.
And when it comes to like women and not like saying adults don't do that, I think that's more common for them to say. And I hope this isn't a controversial statement, but I see women be like, oh, if you play video games, like, don't talk to me, like, because that's for kids. But I only see that when I'm on like Tinder or something. They get swipe to the left.
Oh, okay.
So it's like, I'm not trying to touch.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, there's, I mean, like, me personally, I've never had that anymore because everybody I've been around, like, my family, everybody in my family plays video games. We grew up in a video game household. So, like, you know, my mom would buy us any system that, you know, we wanted and stuff like that. So, and then my friends were all gamers too. Like, that was one of the common denominator, like, yo, you play video games, blah, blah, blah. So I never dealt with that, but I have seen it before with other people, especially people. Like, I had a homeboy, he gamed, but one of his girlfriends hated the fact that he played games. So she would, like, literally say, I was for, you know, you're too old to be playing that and all this bullshit and all that other stuff. And I'm like, let her go. Because I'm like, I cannot be with somebody who does, I mean, you don't have to game, right, but you gotta at least let me be able to play my video game. Yeah. I can see if I, like, didn't do shit but play games and I ain't go work. But if I'm, like, if I'm handling my responsibilities and I want to go cut on the PlayStation for a little bit and play something,
yeah,
let me do my shit. Like, you know, don't, I ain't bothering nobody. I ain't out doing something that I ain't supposed to be doing. I'm in the house playing a fucking video game. Let me play my shit. So, or get on the sticks with me. Like, you know, whatever you want to do. But I think now, like you said, these days, it's a lot more accepted. It's a lot more mainstream now. Like, everybody is, like, you know, pretty much hopping on that whole video game train, whether they're into it or not, because one, there's money in it now, but two,
esports
and things like that. But also, it's just fun, and the games are becoming way more realistic now, and more, like, very, you know, heavily done as far as production wise. So I think people can connect with games a lot more than they could, you know, 10, 15 years ago. So, because there's games for mature people and there's games for kiddie people, for the kids too. So, you know, there's something out there for everybody.
And I think it's the same way for animation. Like, you want to watch cartoons or whatever? Like, there's
cartoons are the shit.
They're grown up cartoons too. You know what I mean?
So. And there's the stereotypes that are associated with, you know, games as well that kind of carried over back, you know, back in my day. And some of that stuff is starting to be smoothed out. Like, you know, you look at us, you wouldn't think any of us, you know, play games, you know, because we don't fit that. The mold that people have in their head.
Yeah, I know what people say that to me all the time.
Yeah, like, they'd be like, oh, shit, you play games? Yeah. So, so yeah, man.
That's what's up. Next question, since we got FIFA in the building, you know what I mean? Appropriate. Comes from T-Sims6. For a gamer who has only played sports games, such as 2K and Madden, how would you go about expanding the type of games you play?
You don't.
Madden or nothing.
Exactly. If y'all couldn't hear FIFA, he said you don't. You don't expand.
Yeah, just keep it right there, man. Like, real talk. Like, for me, I've been gaming for shit. Like, I had Atari. You know what I'm saying? I like 4 or 5 years old with Atari. No, even younger than that with Atari. I had Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. I had it all. So I've played a lot of games. That sweet spot, boy. Madden and 2K and the occasional race car game.
Or NBA Live back in the day before
2K. Yeah.
NBA Live used to be that shit. I used to play that too.
100%. But, you know, 2K took over the world.
All right.
So I used to be that guy. And I think it's just easier. Like if people said, that sweet spot, especially if you have other responsibilities, it's easier to just get on, play a game, a match or whatever, and then that's it, you know, and move on. Whereas, you know, all these other games require so much time to try to decipher or play, unless it's a fighting game, which is, again, very similar in just you pick it up, you play it, and then you're done. How to venture out of that, you just got to find something that interests you. And I think nowadays, it seems like it's hard to just find action games where you just run around and just do shit. Shit like fucking Contra or some shit like Mega Man. Just something that's just fun that you don't have to be, that's not semi-real. So it really depends on what you like. And I would say, just, you listening to us, we talk about games that are fun, and try to find that. But pick up Spider-Man. That's easy. Yeah. That's an easy game to pick up and just play. And it doesn't require a lot.
Can you come to the mic real quick, FIFA? Right, Damone's mic. So you've never seen like a game trailer like, yo, that shit looks fucking tight. Like,
All the time. But here's the thing, man. Like, when you talking about first person shooters and shit like that, I be getting lost in these worlds, man. So that's the reason why, like, that's a turn off for me. And then, you know, you got the Call of Duty people and shit, like, like they be murking everybody. Like, for a novice to come in there, you just get murked. You don't even know what you're doing. Like, it's just that learning curve for a lot of these games.
So basically, you scared.
I ain't never.
Like, you know who I am?
No, I'm scared. 24/7, right? That's all. What the fuck was talking about? All day. But I'm just saying, it's just that learning curve to get into it, to compete at the luck. Because I'm super competitive. I'm not going to lose.
Okay.
I'm playing something.
Okay.
I'm playing to win.
Okay.
So for me to get that learning curve, I just don't have that time to myself. I'm not a kid no more. So I can't sit there and master it for like a couple of days and then go and bust everybody ass. No, fuck that. I want to get in, bust some ass, get out. I got shit to do.
Okay. So even like a single player game like Spider-Man, like that, you just like, oh, that looks,
you know what, man? Cool. Like, I'll download like the little free version and stuff. And if it's that good, I may buy it. But man, look, man, I'd rather go buy car parts, bro.
Okay.
But that's just me.
Hey, as a car man myself, I can semi-agree with you. Mm-hmm. Your car is better than mine, though, because I spend my money on games.
Like, do I need this carburetor or do I need this smash? Like, nigga, the car I'll make in a week.
We live in the 60s, bro. There's more turbochargers and superchargers and exhaust systems.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I got my car straight, and I was like, I'm done. I wiped my hands a bit. I'm like, all right, let me get my Switch. Let me get my PS4. Let me catch up.
It takes something like a car is never done. What you talking about? Your car is done.
My car is done. I'm done with my car. I'm done with my car. How about that?
Okay.
All right. But I don't know, man. As far as like T-Sims go, I would say if some shit looks cool to you, like, get the game or like borrow the game, try out some demos or something.
Right.
You never know what you'll like until you start playing. Because there's a lot of games that I said, even like genres that I was like, I'm not into this, but then I'll play a game. If it's the right game, I'll get into it.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, just try out everything. So now,
but that's actually a good point. You could probably, you know, get like PlayStation Now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you can just go through a whole bunch of games. Do a free trial.
Yeah.
Do a free trial for like 7 days. Play a bunch of games. See if you can find something that you like. And, you know, and let that be that. Or Gamefly, I think, is another one, which is kind of like the Netflix of games. So it'll allow you to play different games. There are no blockbusters anymore. Or shit.
Redbox.
You can Redbox. You can Redbox. Oh man, you just do like I used to do, man. Just go to GameStop, buy that shit, take it back on the sixth day before, you know.
Well, the sixth day, he
shit
sold
just
again.
Wasn't for me. 6 days, it just wasn't for me.
I tried.
I tried the shit.
Wow.
But yeah.
All right. So next question comes from The Hills Have Glasses. Who would you buddy up with in the zombie apocalypse? Frank West from Dead Rising or Rick Grimes from The Walking Dead?
Frank West.
Frank West.
Because I only know about Frank West. Frank West.
Yeah, because actually Dead Rising is an actual video game, and that nigga Frank West held it down.
He held it down, didn't he?
He held it down.
Rick making too much fucked up decisions.
Rick be doing dumb shit too much. Like, Rick only had us killed in the first fucking like hour and shit. Like, goddamn it.
Yeah. So, Frank West get busy like that?
Frank West is a... He'll murder Frank shit with that leather pillow.
Yeah, he a dog. He like, yo, he ain't scared of shit. Like, what the fuck? He like, goddamn, Frank.
Yeah, so it's definitely a Frank.
I don't know, man. Rick been around for a minute, though. He got everybody else killed. Well,
see, exactly. Frank ain't gonna do that to you. Frank will hold you down. Frank will get you killed.
Frank is the MacGyver of zombie fighting.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now. He will kill you any way he can.
I need to play Dead Rising. Man.
He can do it with a goddamn spork if he want to. Like, he's like, yo.
I'm going to eat the whole game with your iPad.
Exactly. Yeah, that shit will still work after right. done.
That was a good-ass game.
Yeah, it was.
It was a good-ass game.
Goofy as fuck. Yeah. All right, so.
So I guess it's unanimous. Frank.
Frank, yeah, man.
I mean, I was leaning towards Rip, but I don't know how Frank get down, so I can't.
Can't go in the bed. Watch.
I'm not going to die in the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah,
he's fucking around with Rick.
The MacGyver around with Rick.
I know when to leave. Fuck this shit.
Went with Frank. Rick, you tripping.
Where the Frank at? Right. I should have listened to B.
Told you, man. I'm telling you. I know both shows. I mean, I know both of the guys. So same it's like, here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Frank.
All right, our last question of the night. It comes from Barcode. What game, in your opinion, is a prime example of a sequel in terms of improvements in comparison to the sequel's predecessor?
I got one.
Yes.
Mass Effect 2.
Ooh. Okay.
Mass Effect 2, hands down, which is also my favorite out of the trilogy, the first two trilogy. It's the second one, but yeah, the second one from the first one, I mean, it's just like... Wow. Like, it was literally like, wow. Like, wow. It was so much advanced. It was like, why do I even play the... Like, you can't even go back and play the first. It's like, oh, no. So, yeah, Mass Effect 2 is definitely the first one that comes in mind when I heard that question.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, shit. Critically acclaimed. I loved it. It's my favorite of the trilogy, too, for sure. Is. All right.
I mean, it's kind of... I mean, we already playing it, but Resident Evil 2. I mean, come on now. Resident Evil 2, I think the jump that they made...
Sequel.
Yeah.
So from 1 to 2?
1 to 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was a jump.
So the OG...
I'm talking about the OG one. Because I'm thinking, like... I mean, graphically, probably... I'm not talking graphics, I'm talking about gameplay-wise.
Okay.
Or just in story-wise. I think, you know, it was just more in-depth. It was more intense. You had the two sides of Claire and Leon rather than just, you know... And then it's like... I just feel like everything was just... I think that's when Resident Evil really got its groove. It's like, okay, now we are defined as this survival horror, like, staple, and this is what we're going to do with this story. And then... it's literally one of the best Resident Evil games, if not one of the top three easily. So I think that's what really, because when I first played Resident Evil 1, I liked it, but I didn't love the franchise until I played Resident Evil 2.
That's what got me in.
I was like, okay, I'm with this franchise. That's what started getting people invested.
Was
right, exactly.
Part 2.
Yep.
My pick is Street Fighter 2, because...
That's a good one.
Have y'all ever played Street Fighter 1?
Yeah. Street Fighter 1 is fucking awful. Games where you don't even
Street
touch.
Street Fighter 1 was so bad, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, but Street Fighter 1.
Street Fighter 2, you thought it was good. You were like, okay, this Street Fighter game is okay.
Yeah, so.
But when you played 2, you was two. Like, holy
They could have started
shit.
Off with 2.
And it
did start off with 2 for a lot of people. I've never played Street Fighter 1. And I think you only get to play with, like, 2 characters.
Like, 3 characters.
Yeah.
The moves is jank.
Yeah.
Street Fighter 2 revolutionized the fighting game.
Then they had Street Fighter 2, Street Fighter 2 Turbo, Street Fighter
Hyper Fighting in addition.
They had all these additions because they were like, okay, we got something. So it took forever to drop 3.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so we're going to milk this 2 for as much as we can.
They really did.
But yeah, it was good. It was good. Yeah, I give them...
Yeah, I only got one.
Paperboy 2?
You got one, Demo?
No, that's
Paperboy 2.
Paperboy 2?
It was a sequel.
I mean, it was a sequel, but I was thinking Super Mario 2, but that was it.
Okay.
For me, Spider-Man 2. Because the first Spider-Man was ass garbage. Like, the introduction of Free Roam, not for real, the introduction of Free Roam, like in Spider-Man 2, and then like the side missions and everything. Like, it's like, and then it's real small and nitpicky, but you weren't swinging from shit in Spider-Man.
Right, yeah, you're swinging
from shit. You weren't swinging from
clouds.
Shit.
You were just in a cloud swinging.
And then
swinging.
Just to see like how Spider-Man, this current Spider-Man is, and how it kind of modeled from Spider-Man 2, like that's a testament to how great that game was. Mm. So I would have to say that. Like, I think that was a good ass game. And then Halo 2, obviously.
Of course. Halo 2 was my other, like, I was deciding between Halo 2 and Street Fighter 2.
It was better than Halo 1 to me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
gameplay wise. Story. Hey, man.
You can play as two people, man. It was way better. You know what I'm saying? Score was better. That's actually one of the best scores in video games to me. Is the Halo score.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's all the questions.
All right, cool, man. Keep the questions coming, man. That was from Discord.
Discord.
Yeah. All right, man. Y'all be holding it down in Discord, man. Y'all always chopping it up in there. So yeah, man, that's gonna do it for us this week. Damone, you want to one more time, man?
Find a plug or something, man? Where can they find you and stuff?
Yeah, wait, man. Again, it's Damone Tyrell, DamoneTyrell. You can find me on all social media platforms as that. And I'm doing this Wednesday freestyle series. We about to do a real dope one tonight that'll come out tomorrow with BZ. And since my nigga FIFO here, we might even ask FIFO and Ken to get into it. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, everybody in here should be on it. You know what I'm saying? Like a nice little BET Cypher joint. But yeah. So follow me on all social platforms if you're interested. And I don't talk about games often, but you know, I might throw a couple video game bars in. So just, you know, fuck with your boy.
Always go for the video game bars. They're always
always.
I support that.
Yeah, always.
All right, man. That's going to do it for us this week. We'll catch you guys next week. We out. Peace.
Peace.
All right, y'all.